All right, guys, this is Tone. This is Flagpost Sports. We are finally back. Been going through everything you guys have been going through with this craziness, this coronavirus, COVID-19. But we're going to be starting to ramp up, and we're going to start talking about sports, the thing everybody misses, the thing everybody needs, and the thing everybody wants. We're going to break down where each league stands, what sports are available right now, and when we could expect all our favorite leagues to ramp up once again so we can enjoy sports and, of course, bet. What's the point of sports if you can't bet? Nah, I'm just joking. Anyway, we're going to talk about all the top leagues, NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, and, of course, the soccer leagues around Europe. You guys ready? I'm excited. Let's do it. Okay, before we get going, of course, we got to thank you guys, the fans, for sticking with Flagpost Sports, for following us on Twitter. We've been a little bit of hiatus. We've been waiting to see exactly what's happening in the world, just like you guys have. We bring updates on Twitter. We appreciate your support on Twitter, Flagpost Sports. Our handle, check it out. Tell your friends, join. Now, we're not going to talk too much about what's going on in the world now, but we will say this. Sympathetic to what's going on around the world. Things are pretty bad. COVID-related and non-COVID-related. But we're going to let that sort itself out. And we're going to focus on and let everything work on its way out. We're going to respect it. Leave it alone. And we're going to focus on what we know best. And that is sports and humor. And we're going to bring it to you on a daily basis. And that's my promise to you. My name is Anthony Micciola. I am the CEO of Flagpost Sports. I started this whole crazy thing with a thought in mind of replicating, not replicating, maybe adding insights, things that you've already seen around the internet, giving me my own little spin. And throughout the way, you guys have been with me. You've made this much more of a success than I ever thought it would be. And for that, I'm grateful. With that in mind, let's move on to sports. Okay. COVID-19 derailed a lot of the country, a lot of the world. Sports went away. There was nothing. We had basically no sports to watch for a good part of 2.5 months. The first sports league to return, major sports league, was the German Bundesliga. We've had German soccer to watch, and let me tell you something. They sound just as much angry without the crowd as we'd expect them to be. But on a serious note, it has been pretty entertaining. Some good teams, some good games. Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, some good teams. They've had the center stage for the better part of a month. But now, other leagues are starting to ramp up. Europe right now is the only spot that has professional sports. This week, we're going to have the Spanish La Liga. You're going to have your favorite teams like Barcelona, Real Madrid. They're going to mix it up. They're going to fight for that title. Next week, early midweek, we're going to have the English Premier League. And, of course, our favorite team, Arsenal. They're going to go against Manchester City in a midday clash. They'll return, and everything will resume as normal. Soon after that, we're going to have the Italian Serie A League restart. Now, Italy, probably one of the countries that was affected the most by coronavirus. And they're coming back. That means you'll be able to see your favorite teams from there. Inter, AC Milan, Juventus, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lazio. Surprise, surprise this year. Nobody expecting too much of them. But here they are. They're gunning for that title. And they're going to return. Within the span of the next 2 weeks, we're going to have full swing of soccer. Well, except for France. France just canceled everything. They said right away, we're just going to cancel. We're not going to come back. This is too bad. We give up. Sounds familiar. I don't know what. Anyway, moving on. So that's where Europe stands. They're coming back. It looks like they're making a good push effort. They're going to be back on track. Of course, everything's going to be a little delayed for next season. Season should have been ended already for all the leagues in Europe. Should have ended about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. So this will probably delay everything by another, I'd say, 2 months. So don't expect soccer to come back in August, and likely will come back, if I had to bet, September, maybe October. But you know what? We do have something to watch for now, and that's good. Moving on to the United States, the top four. Yes, Max Kellerman, top four, including the NHL, NBA, MLB, and, of course, and not least, the NBA. So, most of the leagues who have already started the NBA, NHL, I'm looking at you, they've already said that they're going to likely come back. They are going to come back. There's just no set date yet. There's tentative dates for the NFL. For the NBA. They're looking at the end of July, maybe July 31st for the NHL, likely around the same time. Here's the key differences. NHL says that we're going straight to the playoffs. We're going to have a seeding system. We're going to have some teams play. There's going to be some byes in the beginning. Top teams are going to get a bye. And then we're going to have seedings for the lower teams. So they're going to play. There's going to be likely 4 to 8 central locations throughout the country where they're going to play. And they'll play continuously, meaning that they'll break up games where those locations will house and host all those games. That means that likely your favorite team will not be playing at home. And I think to make it fair, and they haven't announced it yet, they should make this where it is independent from where the teams play. Meaning if you're from New York, they shouldn't have a New York team play in New York and vice versa. They should have a Florida team and host in Florida. They should be opposite just to give no team a home field advantage because, let's face it, this situation fucking sucks. And it's just going to be what it is, and it is what it is, but at least we're getting some fucking sports back. And I think you could agree with me with that. Next, the NBA, they also said they're going to come back. Now, they haven't said they're going to go straight to a playoffs. They're going to keep teams that were in the hunt. That means the majority of the extra teams outside the playoffs are going to come from the Western Conference. And we're going to have a total of, I believe they said, 22 teams vying for playoff spots. That means, basically, the Eastern Conference is set. From all the way down from the Bucks to the Nets, the seedings are pretty much a good-to-go scenario. But the West, the Lakers, and then we have some teams that are in the bubble, like Pelicans, teams like that. They're still going to fight for a spot. There's going to be about, I think they said, 8 extra games to play for the regular season just to kind of shore up the seedings. And then we go straight to the playoffs. Another major thing that the NBA said, we're not leaving Orlando. We love Orlando. It's fucking beautiful there. It's sunny. It's nice. Our players love it here. We're going to play every goddamn game in Orlando. I have not a clue how the fuck that's going to work. If you really think that you're going to be able to play all these games in one central location, I don't care if you have multiple courts. That's just goes without saying. You have to play in more than one court. But if you think you have all these teams playing all at the same time, and you're going to have to somehow create a schedule where you're not going to have every team playing different times, that's not going to happen. I think this is going to be a fucking train wreck. It might be cool to watch, but you're going to have to be really selective on the games that you're going to be able to watch and or to watch. Don't like it. I think they should have done something similar to the NHL. They should have central locations. They should have found the states that have had the lowest numbers, and they should have said, you know what, we're going to plug you guys there. We're going to spread it out. We're going to make sure that nobody gets sick from this. This is another way to stop that, in my opinion. But they're going to stay in Orlando, and that's what they're going to do. Next sport we're going to talk about is Major League Baseball. Can you guys say 1995 all over again? They haven't even started a season, and they're still fighting over money. Now, you can look at both sides and say, yep, there's two sides of fault here, and I agree with that. You have the owners who are making billions of dollars versus the players who are making millions of dollars. Now, the players are still going to make millions of dollars. What's at stake right now is the players are saying, if we're going to play, we want to get paid to play. We're going to want to take a drastic cut. And what the owners are saying is you have to take upwards of 50%. The players agreed to, before the season even was talked about being restarted, a 50% cut because of what's going on with COVID-19. Now the owners are saying you need to take a little bit more or we're going to reduce the games. Right now the owners are proposing about 55 games. The players, they're like, you know what? Just pay us. Pay us some money. We'll play as many games as we can. Right now we think we could play 140 games. Plus playoffs. MLB, as of today, has said, We will prorate your salary just like we agreed. We'll pay you your 50%, but you're going to have to play 50 games just like we said. But we'll add more teams to the playoffs, meaning more teams can possibly make more money into the playoffs. And we all know playoffs is where the money is, because that's where merch, ticket sales, etc. go to. And the MLB has already said they're not going to hold central locations like the NBA or the NHL. They're going to have teams play in their home stadiums, albeit probably without any fans, maybe for the entire season. But that still hasn't been said, yes or no. And I believe they're going to have a realignment as far as divisions. There's going to be 3 divisions total instead of the 6. So there's going to be a East, which comprises AL and NL East. There's going to be a Central comprising the AL and NL Central, and the West for the AL and NL West. Could be interesting. They could have made this kind of fun. But right now, analysts and experts are saying it's about 50-50 that season even gets played, and some people are saying that's even generous. And we'll say this, and I will say this as a fan who baseball is probably one of my favorite sports on the planet. If there is no baseball play this year, it's going to be a fuckstorm. It's going to be bad for both sides. It's going to be fucking astronomically horrible for the sport. If this is the one sport out of the 4 major sports, Max Kellerman, that you don't come back because of money, it's going to have a big black eye. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be just like 1995. And it took 2 guys in 1996 to propel a league with their home run chase that brought people back to baseball. I don't see that happening next year if they don't play this year. Now, you got teams that are expected to win, teams like the Yankees, the Dodgers. If they do play, do you give them an asterisk next to their championship? Do you say that in a short season, they didn't deserve it? That's not for me to say, but I will say it. I think that it will be a discussion whether or not it was legitimate, but I don't think you can ever take away a championship from a team. You have to go out there. You have to win. You have to win ball games, especially in baseball. It's a very hard sport. It's not that easy to play. Anybody who's played baseball knows that. And if they do win, a team like the Dodgers, Yankees, you know, teams like that, it's going to be a discussion. It'll be a discussion at best, but we'd have to play baseball for us to get there. Right now, it's not looking great, guys. Not looking great at all. Last sport, NFL. NFL said we're going to play games. We're going to probably have people in the stands. We're not going to limit. It's going to be up to the teams. The only team that I could remember right now that's come out and said that we're going to have any kind of COVID-related changes is the Miami Dolphins. They said that in their stadium, Hard Rock Cafe Stadium, they're going to have about 16,000 fans. And the reason why it's 16,000 fans instead of the 50,000 that usually holds is because they're going to social distance where people could sit. It's an interesting notion. And on a health standpoint, it is a pretty good idea. But from a practical standpoint, you're not going to make any money from that. Also, from a practical standpoint, you can't stop people from going to concession stands and drinking and eating. And you can't force them to wear masks. So I see it's going to be very problematic to enforce this. And if COVID-19 does rear its ugly head again, which I pray to God it doesn't, because we all know it fucking sucked the last few months. But if it does rear its ugly head again, you can say bye-bye to sports in general. So at that point, it won't make a good goddamn difference if you're fucking social distancing or not. So that's my opinion on that. But the NFL does say they're going to come back. They're going to have fans. They're going to play a full season. That nothing is delayed. Maybe except for the in-person training and workouts. That hasn't begun yet. But I'm sure within the next month or so, there's going to be more talks about that and what players can do and teams cannot do. But that's where it's at now. And, of course, we know a lot of players switch hands. A lot of players of different teams. A little more dichotomy, I think, in the league. Or on that one team that as the favorite, I think maybe there's like 3 or 4 favorites, mainly the returning champs, Kansas City Chiefs, maybe even the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, now that they've gotten Tom Brady, the New Orleans Saints, teams like that. I think that they will be considered favorites, but we are too early to talk about football because we are only in June and we do not even get preseason games. Maybe, if Corona doesn't fuck us by August. So that's something to look into. But this is where we are at sports. And of course, once sports comes back, here in New York, obviously you can't bet legally, but if you go across the pond to Jersey, you could bet. And it will be fun to bet again because that is what makes sports one of the greatest things to do. It makes it more fun. In my opinion, I love it. When we do get back, of course, we'll be giving you some spreads. We'll talk some betting. We'll start a new betting corner. We'll have a new betting podcast. But for now, this is what we have. This is sports, and this is your update. This is your sports rundown, and it's been presented by Anchor.fm. We appreciate you guys. And until hopefully next week, we'll try to make this a weekly occurrence. Check us on Twitter, Flagpost Sports. Go to our wonderful website, flagpostsports.com. And, of course, if you guys have any questions, you want anything for the following weeks, you can leave a voicemail. We'll play your questions on the air. Until then, this is Flagpost. This is Tone. See you guys later. We'll be right back.